Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be on the decrease as the day goes on. Small chance for a shower. High today around 70 degrees. Nice outside. Enjoy it while we still have it for a day or so. Temperatures in the upper 50s pretty much all over southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee Bucks player John Tenson believes he was the victim of racial profiling when he went to a jewelry store in Whitefish Bay, but the president of the business claims that the employees were just responding to a police alert about suspicious activity. Schwanke Casten Jewelers president Tom Dixon putting out a statement that expresses regret over how the incident unfolded, the police department there issuing a statement on why officers were watching the area near the store. Hansen detailing on Instagram how he was denied access to the jewelry store on East Silver Spring Drive when he went in to go buy a Rolex watch. The employees instead locked the doors and called police. Hansen says it was one of the most degrading and racially prejudiced things I've ever experienced in life, unquote. Store needed to be called out. Bucks officials, Hansen, the store's ownership, all planning to meet and discuss what happened. As part of National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Racine Police Department has put out the names of 77 people who've got active warrants for their arrest on charges related to domestic violence. Police Lieutenant Al Days says they believe that domestic violence offenders need to be held accountable for their actions, so they're encouraging those who have these warrants to address them immediately.
Persons with outstanding warrants may call Racine County at 262-636-3148 to request a walk-in appearance, at which time they would be given a court date to appear and their warrant would be vacated. By doing so, we hope to bring offenders to justice and to protect the victims of domestic violence from further victimization.
National Domestic Violence Awareness Month designed to raise community awareness about the issue and to the resources available to victims. Related to that, Governor Scott Walker touring the new Healing House opened by the Women's Resource Center of Racine in a former school in Kansasville, noting the state has budgeted more money towards such efforts to helping victims of abuse and their families. A Racine man facing charges for allegedly punching his son so hard that he broke the teenager's jaw in two places and caused some other injuries. This happened, according to police, last Thursday. They were called to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency by a 15-year-old boy showing up complaining of jaw pain. The teen told police that his father had picked him up from school to drive him to his grandmother's home to offer an apology for talking smart to her. Well, apparently the apology wasn't good enough, so the father allegedly punched the boy in the face, knocking him to the floor. Teen was transported up to Children's Hospital due to the severity of his injuries. 35-year-old Larry Haddock's now facing charges. He'll be in court for his preliminary hearing next week. Caledonia police investigating a complaint of animal neglect. They executed a search warrant at a residence in the 6800 block of Highway 38 last Friday. As a result of the investigation, two dozen animals, including birds, cats, and other small animals, were surrendered to authorities with the help of the Wisconsin Humane Society and Namaste Equine Rescue Organization. The incident remains under investigation, though it is anticipated a recommendation will be going to the district attorney's office on animal neglect charges. Okay, all you drone enthusiasts here in southeast Wisconsin, you want to listen up. The U.S. Department of Transportation and the FAA have announced a task force that will be cracking down on drone users. A news conference at Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox saying this task force will set up a federal registry to identify drone users and abusers with plans to implement some new rules come December.
This is a positive step forward for safety in our skies. By taking this measure, we will create a streamlined registration process for all small drone users and will continue to protect and encourage innovation in our airspace.
The Obama administration, faced with a rising safety and security risk from a surge in unauthorized drone flights, announcing this new task force for developing the recommendations and setting up a federal registry for the unmanned aerial systems. The Racine County Sheriff's Department continuing to investigate a rollover accident late Monday morning that claimed the life of a 67-year-old man. The incident happened as the SUV was traveling south on Highway 36 at a high rate of speed, drifting off to the left from the right lane and onto the left shoulder of the road. The initial investigation had the driver steering hard to the right to try to overcorrect, caused the vehicle to rotate and then strike a guardrail. The driver was ejected, pronounced dead at the scene. No name at this point. Accident still under investigation. First in a series of budget review meetings for the city of Racine last night had Alderman looking at general administrative areas along with water and wastewater. 2016 to include a 1% increase on water, no increase on wastewater, according to utility general manager Keith Haas, but he noted the sewer agreement requires a 10% rate increase for city residents because of almost $1 million loss in 2014.
Going into the 2015 budget, we had a surplus of $233,997, and now going into the 2016 budget, we have a deficit of $917,950. So the net change from 2015 to 2016 is a revenue need of an additional $1,151,957.
City Attorney Scott Letney talking about the need for another $50,000 to handle continued litigation, including from the big companies who continue to challenge their tax assessments.
We hear from other municipal attorneys in the state that this is common across the state. It's not just Racine that these large corporations are attacking in this way. It is statewide, and it's a problem that municipal attorneys across the state discuss regularly, especially how to combat the seemingly endless resources that these businesses have.
The regular council meeting tonight will mean the next budget review is Wednesday. That'll be for public safety and public works. A convenience store almost directly across Sheridan Road from Washington Middle School granted a liquor license by the Kenosha Council last night by a two-vote margin. Westtown Foods has been open for quite some time, but the request for the license to sell liquor has been on hold for months. Owner Hani Ali says that he wants to be a good neighbor. He wants to sell products that his customers have requested while also protecting the children.
We have a clean store and good record with recommendation from the city attorney and the police department. We are friendly and we obey all the laws. We do meet all the city requirement. The neighborhood and the school are first priority. We will have a great positive impact on the community.
Alderman Rocco Lamacchia supported the license and the location of the school. Not an issue.
I don't know how many sixth graders are going to try to walk in there and buy some alcohol. His system that he has is state of the art. It's not going to happen.
Several of the aldermen said the school's principal and staff opposed the license, but none of them attended last night's meeting. After the alderman voted down a motion to deny the license, it was granted on a decision of 8-6. The Racine Education Association and Teaching Assistance Group again making it a show of force at the school board meeting last night regarding the district's wage proposal that both maintained is not enough. TAs marching outside earlier with signs that claimed they were getting poverty wages. In dominating the public comment segment, one-time teacher Diane Lang, a former alderman and county board member, indicated that higher wages is a strategic use of funds that will pay off in the long run.
The latest evidence is their narrow vision is the denial of a cost of living increase to employees. They have positioned this step and lane increase as a cost of living raise, and it was never intended to be that way. It is based on system using experience and education to gradually raise wages.
That's REA President Jennifer Lebby labeling administration efforts as corporatist and command and control while claiming they have failed in other parts of the country. WRJN.com, it is your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, the newscast in podcast form, go to the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
540 at WRJN.